clean needle. Hell nah, that's illegal, it's a crime. To be broke in America, and it's a crime. To smoke dank in America. Nervous is the only free service they provide. You wanna go inside, there's a hot man waiting for it. A deal we can score you on a bed for a night or two, or three or four months. They say they locking us up in a cell to protect us from ourselves. It smell like they got another plan in storehouse, or should I say warehouse, full of niggas and other misfits. Justice whorehouse, and it's a crime to be broke in America, and it's a crime to be black in America. Come on. But there's a mutiny on a bounty in every single county. So we remember Attica, but don't forget to pat a few others on the back. As a matter of fact, Sister Rashida Shakur and Geronimo Pratt. For Ansi International, we're fighting for political. But if you're analytical, you know it's much more critical than that percentage is. Black is really, really whack. Can I kick a few facts? Yes. 6% in college from living on the block, 25% in prison, the school of hard knocks, 50% in poverty is living on the rocks, 500 brothers on a death row box. They say the punishment is capital for those who lack in capital, because the public defender can't remember the last time a brother wasn't treated like an animal. They say they blame it on the song, someone kills a cop. What music did they listen to when they bombed a rock? Well, give me one example so I can take a sample. No need to play it backwards if you wanna hear the devil. Cause music's not the problem, it didn't cause a bombing. But maybe they should listen to the songs of people. Cause it's a crime. Black in America.